With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Biking enthusiasts in Mercer are working to expand the current trail to create a 26-mile loop. The trail is an extension of the Heart of Vilas County Trail. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
A feasibility study on an additional 9 miles of bike trail wrapped up earlier this year. The project will loop the trail that currently ends in Mercer to County Highway J and back to Windman Trails and Manitowish Waters, where bikers could pick up the Heart of Vilas County Trail system. It will be 26 miles total.
It's like ideal to have this loop, and the location in the Northern Highlands Forest goes past two state natural areas. It's going to be beautiful when we can do it.
That's Brenda Nelson. She's on the Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiasts, or ICOR, board, and is helping lead the effort to complete the loop. She says the feasibility study helped them figure out how to break the project up into three phases.
The first phase would be about 3 miles of new trail, and then what we would be doing is doing some painting on a road that would connect us back to the current trail, which makes the first phase will actually make about a 7-mile loop around Mercer, but I think it's about 3 or 4 miles of brand new trails.
Nelson estimates the first phase will cost about $1 million. ICOR is hoping to get grants to cover about 80% of that, leaving them to fundraise roughly $250,000. To help with that, the group is hosting the Mercer Bike Fest and Loon Ride on Saturday, August 2nd. Julie Klug has been helping organize the event.
Well, we have a lot of people who are excited about the festival, and we have been seeing a lot of bicyclers actually come through town.
People can sign up for a 7, 24, or 50-mile ride that will give people a taste of the future route. Afterwards, there will be food, live music, games, and raffles, including one for an e-bike. Klug encourages everyone, cyclists or not, to come out and support the trail she believes will bring a boost to Mercer.
And I think that's going to be great for all the businesses, the motels, the restaurants, the gas stations. I mean, we want Mercer to be the hub of where biking starts and stops.
You can find a link to register for the Loon Ride at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Nursing homes around the U.S. say they're feeling the effects of President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. As President Trump has rescinded work authorizations for various groups of immigrants with temporary protected status, long-term care employees have been pulled from their jobs. Meantime, facilities around the country say they're seeing a narrowing of the pipeline of potential candidates. Some homes who had tapped refugees from Afghanistan, Ukraine, and elsewhere are lamenting the pause of refugee arrivals. Robin Wolzenberg of Leading Age in Wisconsin began working to place an influx of people from Afghanistan after the U.S. pulled out its final troops 4 years ago and thousands of refugees arrived in her state. Care homes began hiring the refugees and were so delighted with them, some facilities began hiring refugees who arrived from Ukraine, Somalia, and Congo. Though many homes had employee retention rates around 30%, Wolzenberg said the figure was above 90% with refugees. The Trump administration has halted most refugee admissions, meaning Wolzenberg's successful outreach program has no new arrivals to target. A bear attacked a woman in northwest Wisconsin. The DNR is investigating after the bear hurt a 69-year-old woman near the town of Comstock in Barron County. The woman was able to call 911 after the attack Saturday afternoon and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Officials looking for the bear located a cub in a tree, indicating the attack involved a sow and a cub. Efforts to capture the bear are ongoing, and several bear traps have been set at the scene. The DNR said it's not known why the attack occurred. The release noted bears are sometimes known to be aggressive if cubs are present and feel threatened. Wisconsin's agriculture industry could see both wins and losses under the new federal budget, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Chuck Anderis with the Michael Fields Agriculture Institute says it lacks investments in key areas like technical assistance to help farmers implement conservation measures. Anderis predicts the gutted support and incentives that will go to large farms that need it the least will weaken conservation efforts and could have long-term implications.
And so you're having more runoff and more nitrates in the drinking water, but then you're also having birth defects in babies from the nitrates in the drinking water, and you're having huge medical costs beyond the devastating effects to human health from that.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin's new state budget does include some funding for programs that incentivize farmers to use conservation practices and reduce nitrogen pollution. And Dara says this kind of investment will help prevent flood damage, improve water quality, and make agriculture systems more resilient, all of which affect public health. As part of their agenda to curb government fraud and waste, the Trump administration has slashed staffing at agencies like the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. The new budget proposes cutting nearly one-third of additional staff, and Dara says that agency provides critical technical assistance to farmers, and the lack of support will create barriers for farmers who rely on its guidance.
Everybody downstream from a farmer doing conservation practices benefits from that because there's less water running off their fields. There's less nitrates in the drinking water. There's less phosphorus in our streams and rivers. And the very best people helping people to do that have been NRCS staff.
And Dara says the new federal ag budget appears to mostly benefit large farms through commodity payments and crop insurance, while small and mid-sized farms primarily rely on conservation programs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.